is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I hope you are having a terrific Friday. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We talked about the latest with Sherrone Moore. This man is facing 3 charges that could put him in prison for 6 years. Home invasion, stalking, breaking and entering. Apparently, following his firing, he went over to his mistress's house and, you know, he broke and entered, obviously, allegedly. And then he allegedly said that he was going to kill himself and that it was her fault. And then he left when she said, "I'm calling the police," and now he's arrested. Damn. Anyway, we talked about last night's disaster for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, blowing a 28-14 lead in the fourth quarter. So the Atlanta Falcons are all teams. Well, that really stinks. Good things for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They take on the Panthers twice to conclude the season, as well as the Miami Dolphins. They could turn things around. The Falcons, they playing for nothing. They still suck, okay? How about this? In about 40 minutes, we're going to have a conversation about all things NFL with Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post. Looking forward to that conversation. That should be a fun one. And then later on in the show, we'll have a conversation next hour with Mike Chappell, who covers all things Indianapolis Colts, as we await to see whether or not Philip Rivers is going to make a start as a 44-year-old NFL QB. Damn, they just picked him up off the couch. Just leave your wife and kids and just throw footballs in the NFL. Give you an update on some of the injuries in the NFL. Talk about some of the games that you need to pay attention to. We got a lot going on. If you missed last hour, it's easy. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, go get the app on your phone and hit rewind. What are you waiting for? Thank you to the people listening live on their local affiliates. SiriusXM, channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Damn, what a week it's been. I'm just thinking about the Michigan situation. I cannot get over that. Every time you open up a newspaper, you read anything, it's just Sherrone Moore this, Sherrone Moore that. Maybe it'll slow down now that he's been arraigned and he knows the charges that they're holding against him. But damn, what a rough week. Oof. Speaking of rough weeks, I just mentioned this before we went to the break. Imagine going to the doctor, knowing that you're going to get a needle. But then you get a needle that punctures your damn lung. And they got to have a surgery. They have to have a surgical procedure, even though everything now is minimally invasive. Listen, I don't give a damn how minimal the invasion is. I don't care how small the cut is. I don't want to be cut open. People tell me all the time, like my knees, I run. But they'd be like, "Oh, hey, JR, you know, oh, your knees years ago, we got to cut your knees open." I bet you won't. One of my friends, he had a hip replacement. I got a bunch of people had hip replacements. "Oh, it's so easy." "Okay, good for you. I don't need a ball and socket replaced in my body, no thanks. I don't care if I got a screwdriver incision. No thanks. Okay, I don't need no holes in my body. Okay, I got no problem with needles." Not to sound like I'm over here, you know, I'm a crackhead or anything doing that, but I don't got no problem with needles. But I don't even want that. Bonchi, you said you don't like needles, right? You hate them.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay if I get a shot or if I'm like drawing blood just for a regular physical, but I can't donate blood and I can't look at it happen.
Oh, see, I will donate blood. I got no problem. I will donate blood. This stage of my life, I've had to take enough insurance examinations, insurance for this, insurance for that. "Come here, give us some blood. Make sure that you're not going to die tomorrow." I'm like, "Sure, fine, whatever. I mean, all this damn blood that you're taking, I might as well die right here on the spot." I got no problem with the needles. But imagine going to work, and it is your job to try to be in the best physical health possible, and you get a needle that sends you into surgery. T.J. Watt, Pittsburgh Steelers star. T.J. Watt, future Hall of Famer. Man, he's going to be just like his brother. Both of these guys are going to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know what the hell these family or the Watt family was feeding these kids up in Wisconsin, but damn it, they were feeding them good. He got 7 sacks this year. I mean, for 1 week, people aren't yelling about Mike Tomlin being fired as they went out there and beat the Ravens this week. They got the Dolphins up next on Monday. And then we get the news yesterday that, oh, yeah, T.J. Watt has a lung issue. And it took place at the practice facility during a treatment session. And I'm just like, what? Like, was somebody standing on his back with a high heel? I doubt it. Was he getting one of those massages? I doubt it. It's just, it was natural to just go, he got stabbed in the lung with a needle. And if we didn't have this damn Tyrod Taylor situation a few years ago when he was playing for the Chargers, they were trying to give him pain medication via a needle in his ribs. And oops, my bad. I hit your lung. I don't even want to imagine. Like, here's a needle for you. We've accidentally hit you. What is the doctor, whoever's doing it has to feel like hot crap. And then whoever's getting a needle has to feel like garbage. Like, did you just stab my lung? I'm having trouble breathing. And apparently this is what took place with T.J. Watt. His brother went on social media and said that he was hospitalized. He had surgery. It was a dried needling procedure. Apparently, they're trying to, you know, relieve some pain and tension in his chest or his back. And the needle went a little too far. Oopsie daisy. Ouch. Now he's had surgery. He had a collapsed lung. We have no idea when T.J. Watt is going to be back. Look, it took Tyrod Taylor a month before we saw him. All right, the NFL Players Association got involved. Tyrod Taylor, I believe he actually won some money. He filed a lawsuit against the individual or the organization in charge of doing that. He got some cash out of that. I don't know if T.J. Watt is going to sue. Botcher, if I went to the doctor's office and they gave me a needle that went somewhere it wasn't supposed to go and it punctured my lung, And I had to wake up and have surgery, Botcher, I'd look like Bobby Petrino, okay? I would never work a day again in my life.
Yeah, they're getting sued. If I have something that's not supposed to happen to me happen, it's going to be ending a lawsuit. Like, especially if I can't breathe, one. Like, it's okay if, like, okay, you accidentally cut me and you heal it. I can't breathe. I'm going to potentially die if this doesn't get fixed. And I need to get surgery for it? Yeah, that's pushing it.
Look, I'm catching that needle in my lung. I'm stumbling out that you-know-what. I'm going outside, falling on the curb, jumping in front of a car. You've seen those videos where the guys jump in front of cars and just end up on the ground? I'm doing all that, Botcher. I'm jumping in front of a bus. Okay, I'm going to fall 2 feet. I'm going down. It's all the doctor's fault, okay? And what a world. Yesterday we heard from Mike Tomlin. He's just like, I don't know nothing. I didn't hear nothing. I just found out nothing. I don't know a damn thing. And today Mike Tomlin gave an update on T.J. Watt. And it's like, bro, we know the guy took a needle to his lung by accident. How much of an update do you have for me, Mike?
He had a medical procedure today or yesterday. He's been released from the hospital. He's at home resting comfortably. And so that's good news from a medical standpoint. But from a participation standpoint, he'll be described as out this week for Monday night.
Mike, do you know how long he might be out this week?
I do not. I hadn't looked beyond Monday night. I'm kind of 1 week at a time. I know he's not participating this week.
Oh, not participating this week. Oh, man. Yeah, we know he may be gone, man. Oh, ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And we know James Harrison, he always got something to say. He's like, Mike Tomlin has to go. Well, now James Harrison is just like, all this dry needling It needs to be done by professionals. And we don't, I assume a professional was doing this. I don't think the Steelers found a guy off the street that just said, hey, I can fix him. But listen to what James Harrison had to say.
Here's the issue. You, I know in PA, you can get your license to dry needle as long as you're a licensed physical therapist. And it only take like 50 hours. So you go and do 50 hours over, you know, a couple months, and now you're licensed to dry needle. And what people don't understand is just because you're licensed don't mean you know what the hell you're doing. Like, I'm not letting anybody, just anybody, dry needle me. If you ain't done went and put in 15, 20 years, I'm not letting you dry needle me. And I'm talking about somebody that they do that on a weekly in and out basis, 10, 15, 20 years of work, because everybody's anatomy is not the same. You can go and stick a needle in a dude that got a lot of fat on him in his back and not touch a lung. A guy that got less fat, you can't take that same needle and put it there. You can mess around and go into somebody's trap here and puncture their lung depending on how much little fat you got there too. So with that being the case, like, it needs to be more than just you're a physical therapist.
Oh, more than just a physical therapist. Ooh, ouch. Ibacha, I learned a whole lot just in that span right there, man. I think I can give somebody a needle.
Hey, all I know is 50 hours on top of a degree. That, to be a dry needler, I don't even know what it is still. But yeah, that doesn't sound terrible.
Well, I think based on what I just heard, I can do it right now. Like, how much work is it to just like put a needle in somebody? How difficult is that?
Is it just like dry needling itself? Is it like to remove fluid, or is it like acupuncture?
It's similar. It's to basically get the blood flowing and try to stimulate, you know, some movement and some blood to release some pain and soreness and what have you. Yes.
Yeah. So to be fair, there's a lot of people that do acupuncture. Dry needling can't be that far off.
Yeah, it's not. It's not at all. Damn. Are you going to do it? You going to try?
I'm thinking about it. Like, how long does it take to get a PT degree? Is it like, it's 4 years?
You want to do it? You want to jab people with needles?
No, of course not. I hate needles. But I'm just thinking about it as an option.
Okay. Might as well go for it.
It's like a side job. Just, well, the Steelers need me, I come in.
The Steelers? This is not a good look for the Steelers either. I mean, so Tyrod Taylor, he sued the doctor that jabbed him back in 2020. I mean, he had a punctured lung. His case is still ongoing. He is suing the doctor. He's not suing the Chargers. He is suing the doctor for malpractice for about $5 million. That has not been settled. It's not gone away. It's still rolling. Meanwhile, Tyrod Taylor can't currently play for the New York Jets. So who knows? Maybe he'll retire. Every year that Tyrod Taylor plays might be his last. Or he just might be one of these dudes who's just the backup forever. But he might have $5 million coming his way whenever this concludes. I just, it's horrific. This is not a good look for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not that it would be a good look for any team. The Steelers are certainly looked upon by their fan base right now as being a joke. They're like, oh, we still got Mike Tomlin out here. What does he do? He's good enough every year to go to the postseason. He's not good enough to win. And now we have reached a point where, he stinks. Well, he doesn't stink. The team now got their star player, their star defensive player, who they just gave $123 million to. He's cooked. He's done. I think he's out for the season. Bacha, I don't know. Is he got superhuman lungs? Is he coming back?
Yeah, maybe if they make the playoffs. But still, how long does a lung's got to take at least a couple weeks to heal? And then you got to get into game shape.
It took Tyrod Taylor. We didn't see him for a month after he got a needle to. He got a needle to his lung. I don't know if a needle versus a dry needle makes a difference. But it took Tyrod Taylor a month until we saw him.
Yeah, so it's very unlikely that he plays at all. And that sucks because the Steelers, you've seen Mike Tomlin. You think Mike Tomlin's like, oh, I'm going to lose my job now because a doctor or a PT just...
Well, we know he ain't. I don't think he's getting fired. I don't think so. Steelers are 7-6. They just beat the Ravens. They got the Dolphins next on Monday Night Football. I think the Steelers will be okay. We will see him for like one playoff game that the Steelers will traditionally be eliminated from. And I'm not going to say this is an afterthought, but we're going to find out more. Is TJ Watt going to wake up? Do you think he's going to sue a doctor? You think he's going to sue him?
I would. Not even professionally. It's just you should. You just lost how many games? You don't lose the salary because you're hurt, but at the same time, there's like incentives you lose because of this.
Yeah, the union is going to wake up and tell him, bro, you can't do this. The union is going to make him do this. The union is going to say, bro, you got to sue for the other guys, dude. What a world. Hey, good luck to TJ Watt. Got stabbed in the lung at work. If you got stabbed in the lung at work, somebody did it on purpose. Not this doctor. He tried to help the guy and he stabbed him in the lung. It sent him to surgery. Damn. Hey, good luck to TJ Watt. And let's be real. At the same time, even if the Steelers go to the postseason with or without TJ Watt, we know the Steelers ain't doing nothing. Ain't no Super Bowl team. The Steelers are not a team that's getting ready to go on a run. You can throw all of that out of the window. All of it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about some other injuries in the NFL world. And these guys, they didn't have to take a needle to the lung to be hurt. I'll give you an update on the other side. And we got a great guest who's going to join us. Ron Dunleavy from the New York Post is going to come through as well to talk all things NFL. We got a lot to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And there's a lot of people that are injured. I mean, this is the NFL. Most guys get hurt on the football field. They don't get stabbed in the lung by the people in the what do you call these folks? Botch, what do you call these people that help people out? Athletic staff?
Trainers.
Help? Who?
The athletic team. Athletic trainers.
Athletic trainers? Well, the trainers train you. Hey, pick that up, put that down. They're not, you know.
Well, it's both. Like
treatment staff.
Physical therapists technically do treatment. They do cupping and all that stuff.
A physical therapist will stab you with a needle?
I don't know about needles. Yeah. But you need a certification, I guess. James Harrison just said that. But yeah, PT people can, they do cupping, they do the heat pads, they do the other stuff, bracing.
It's so easy a caveman can do it. Bracing, what the hell? Bracing is what? What's
like
that?
Redoing braces and like.
Oh, like, wrap?
Yeah,
wrap
like wrap, your, yeah, wraps.
Your elbows, your feet, your ankles?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, athletic trainer, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot.
Yeah. Well, tape is safer than stabbing somebody with a needle. But here's a bunch of players who have been injured. And these are injuries that you do not want. I don't care. But who wants an injury? Nobody, unless you're some type of masochist out there. How about this? We got a big Sunday night football game. Not for the Minnesota Vikings, but for the Dallas Cowboys. They are trying to take advantage of the faltering Philadelphia Eagles. The last time we saw CeeDee Lamb out on the football field, he was concussed. Okay, this man got knocked the hell out. We saw him against the Lions. The Cowboys still went out there and beat him. But CeeDee Lamb, coming off of that concussion, coming out of concussion protocol, he is medically clear. He is good to go Sunday night football. Now, look, for everything that the Cowboys have been able to do, they should go out there and beat the Vikings. They should. I don't know, the Vikings just picked up a victory. They look nice. But no, the Cowboys should beat them. Listen to what CeeDee Lamb had to say about being out of concussion protocol. Maybe he enjoyed it. I don't know.
Process has been cool. Obviously, there's been a lot of like our work and eye discipline and trying to, I guess, frustrate myself essentially to see like if I have any more, like, you know, residuals of the concussion and, like, if I have, like, any type of symptoms. But as for me now, it's just been heavy on rest, to be honest. Doing everything, meeting all my requirements, kind of getting ahead of everything, especially with the extra 2 to 3 days that we had off. I feel like that was big.
That's good. Good for him. Why not make things interesting? Please make things interesting in the NFC. Make things interesting in the NFC East. Let's get the Dallas Cowboys every victory that they can get. All right. I love controversy. Not even controversy. Let's get some excitement going. And so CeeDee Lamb will be in action. Go ahead. Get your fantasy team together. You know, Dallas Cowboys like to go out there and score points. You don't have to just rely on George Pickens from a passing perspective. CeeDee Lamb is in. Let's see if the Dallas Cowboys can get into the postseason. Speaking of in the postseason, we know the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, they just lost to the Houston Texans 20-10. Not looking good. Chiefs currently have a record of 6-7. They look like complete trash right now. They got all these injuries now to their offensive line. You got Kelce dropping passes. It's ugly all over the place. And the Kansas City Chiefs are getting ready to take on those Chargers. I know that Jim Harbaugh looking for a distraction from Sharon Moore. But I'll tell you this, Andy Reid, he wishes his players would just show up. Listen to this laundry list of injuries.
The guys that didn't practice today were Brown, Wanya Morris, Trey, and then Juwan. And then everybody else went out and did their thing. McDuffie was out there practicing. So look for the challenge of playing the Chargers, you know, good football team. We know that. Again, we look forward to playing right here at GH Field, Arrowhead Stadium.
Damn, is Andy Reid injured?
I'd be injured too if my team was that bad.
I'm just saying, there's some big breaths that he's taking before every word.
It's stress. Maybe he's just going. Deep breathing.
You're so kind, Botcher. You're so kind. Are you sure it's stress?
No, not at all. Okay. I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. I think I know what it might be. Didn't they give this man a cheeseburger after a victory a couple times? They gave him a cheeseburger?
More than a couple, I guess.
And why don't they give him a salad after a victory, huh?
That's why he's losing. They try to switch it up.
Oh, they gave him a salad, now they're losing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Andy Reid, all the best to you. He didn't sound good. I know we're talking about all these injuries. Andy Reid, we hear him quite frequently. Unfortunately, now it's because they're losing, but that did not sound good at all. Now let's talk about some losers. I mean, these teams are worse than the Chiefs. Let's go. Let's see. All the Raider fans out there, brace yourselves. We know the Raiders stink. Geno Smith stinks. He won't be around to throw interceptions for this 2-11 Raiders team because Geno Smith is out with a shoulder injury as they get ready to take on the Eagles on Sunday. This is a prime opportunity for the Eagles to turn things around. We just talked about the Kansas City Chiefs. We know the Philadelphia Eagles were the other team in the Super Bowl. Damn it, they're the team that won, and they should be able to beat the living hell out of Kenny Pickett. They should. Unless Kenny Pickett looks at the Philadelphia Eagles and just goes, I want some revenge here. I don't know. He sucks anyway. Listen to what Pete Carroll had to say about Kenny Pickett. He has no choice but to big him up and instill some confidence in him.
Kenny's going to play. Geno won't make it back. Tried, couldn't get it done in this amount of time. But it, have a really good chance to be back next week. So Kenny's going to take the lead.
What have you seen out of Kenny that gives you confidence in him? Confidence?
Well, like the expectations that I've held for the backup quarterbacks in the past, that they've got to be on every day, they've got to work every day, their mind has to stay on play to play, because they need the mentality that the very next play they may be in there. Kenny's done that well. We talked about it way back when, and he's done everything we could ask of him, and he had an excellent week. He's in command of what we're doing. Communications are good and all that. Got a little East Coast in him, so that won't hurt. And so we'll support him every way that we can to have a good game.
Man, y'all better hope to lose. Just lose. I mean, you might as well. You're putting Kenny Pickett out there. Just lose on purpose. I mean, they might as well. What is there for the Raiders to play for this year? Nothing. Let Kenny Pickett play out the rest of the way. Let Geno Smith rest his shoulder. I don't know. Bring back Tom Brady to play a couple of games. Well, he can't. That's right. He can't. He can't play. Wow. Damn, damn, damn. Matter of fact, it's kind of crazy. Tom Brady actually sat down with Colin Cowherd. Tom Brady said, I can't play because I'm an owner, but if I needed to play, I could play. Listen to what Tom Brady said.
Tomorrow, ring, ring, Tom, can you play Sunday? If you kind of knew the offense, could you generate drives?
Yes, I certainly could. But first of all, who retires and then unretires and then is ultimately going to retire? I mean, who does that? Is that even? It's ridiculous. I mean, Philip to do that. But good for him. I'm happy he's doing it. I think the answer for me would be yes. I'm not allowed to anymore because I'm an owner of a minority owner in the Raiders, so I can't unretire. But I'm very excited to watch Philip play.
Okay, yeah, thank God. Tom Brady's 48 years old. Stay home. Well, stay on Fox or whatever the hell he's doing now. We don't need to see you. I guess we can hear you, but not me. I have the TV on mute. I'm not really listening to anybody. Anyway, there were some updates on some of the injuries. The teams that are good, the teams that are bad, and even Tom Brady's team, where he'd probably be the best quarterback in the locker room if he were eligible to play. It sucks for the Raiders now, doesn't it? Shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some other NFL games. We're going to get involved with some other NFL action. We'll talk about everything going on across the league. We will be joined by Ryan Dunleavy, who covers all things NFL for the New York Post. We'll talk to him about some of the teams we just mentioned. Do the Dallas Cowboys have a chance in hell to get into the postseason? Are the Eagles, have they peaked? Are they continuing to free fall? Are the Kansas City Chiefs done? Why does Joe Burrow sound so miserable? We got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. We'll have that conversation with Ryan Dunleavy in our next break. But right now, it is time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Week 15 of the NFL season, it's already underway. Thank you so much to the Falcons and Buccaneers for getting us kicked off last night to talk about what we can expect this weekend, what we might expect over the next month as the regular season comes to a close. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things NFL for the New York Post. Welcome back to the show, Ryan Dunleavy. Ryan, welcome back, man.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm very well. I mean, based on what we saw last night, and Falcons with that comeback victory against the Buccaneers, things aren't great in the NFC South, but we know that the Buccaneers are going to have two chances against the Carolina Panthers. Do you think they're ultimately going to emerge, or the Panthers going to hold on to this one?
I don't know. I mean, the Bucs are so clearly the better team, but sometimes the better team doesn't win these things. Like, the Panthers have the Panthers have the mojo. They're the overachieving team. The Bucs are the underachieving team. I do power rankings every week, JR, and, like, it's hard to believe, but I had the Bucs number one at one point in the power rankings. They were, like, 4-0 or something like that, or 4-5-1, and they've just fallen apart. I think they've lost 6 of the last 8. If you're asking me who wins, I'm going to go with the Panthers because I just think they're a team that has a little mojo right now and has a little bit they're overachieving. They look like they're having fun on the field, and the Panthers and the Bucs look like they're miserable.
Well, you talk about overachieving. I mean, we see a lot of these young teams who are making some moves in the NFL. This is a game that I'm really looking forward to seeing at the 1 p.m. slot. It's probably going to be cold. Maybe it's snowing. We got Buffalo taking on New England, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We know New England is sitting at the top of the AFC East. We've had people saying that Drake May is an MVP favorite over a guy like Stafford. What are your thoughts on New England? Can they realistically win a championship this year? Are they the best in the AFC?
No, I don't think they're the best. I think they're going to see the best in the AFC this weekend. I think it's the Bills, and I think the Bills need to send that message this weekend. I think this is my Sunday column in the Post. It's online right now. This is the Bills' best chance. Like, it's not their best team, but you don't always have to have your best team. I talked to Jeff Saturday, who was with those Colts that were knocking on the door forever in the early 2000s, and their best team wasn't the 2007 team that won the Super Bowl or the 2010 team that lost the Super Bowl. It was the 2005 team that didn't win a playoff game because Mike Vanderjagt missed the field goal against the Steelers. So your best team doesn't always win. Sometimes it's the team that's playing hot at the right moment. This is the Bills' chance to show that that's them. And sometimes it's your playoff draw. And look, if you told me before the season the Bills were going to get a playoff bracket that didn't have the Chiefs, Ravens, or Bengals in it, I would have said they're going to walk to the number one seed. And they might be 5 or 6 in the AFC. I can't remember the last time a 5 or 6 seed in a conference was going to be, you know, the majority pick to go to the Super Bowl. But I think that's what it's going to be as long as the Bills finish out strong here.
Well, Ryan, let me ask you this. I mean, historically speaking, over the past half decade or so, you could look at the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, and the Ravens to be there competing for the title. We know the Chiefs have come out on top. Are the Chiefs and Ravens completely cooked? Of course, Baltimore has a little bit more life, but what are your thoughts on Kansas City and Baltimore for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Chiefs are cooked. Yes. I don't think it reminds me a little bit of like the Warriors in hoops. Like it doesn't mean the dynasty is over, right? Like they went to those four NBA finals in a row. And I think they won 3 of them. And then they didn't even make the playoffs for 2 years. And then they came back and won another championship. And like, it doesn't mean to me that the Chiefs are done. Like maybe Travis Kelce retires and they signed Kyle Pitts, and we saw what Kyle Pitts could be last night. Like it does, as long as Mahomes is there, as long as Reed is there, it doesn't mean it's done. But for this year, I think the Chiefs are cooked. The odds are just too far against them. They can't win their division. They're fighting an uphill battle for a wild card. They could lose again this week. I mean, they haven't been this far under 500 in the Andy Reid era. I think they're done. The Ravens? No. I mean, I think they're a game back of the Steelers. They still play the Steelers once. They obviously have the better team. It's just a matter of how healthy is Lamar Jackson. He doesn't look healthy. He doesn't look like he's willing to run that much. The defense is starting to get back into shape. That was a touchdown to Isaiah Likely. I don't understand how it wasn't. That would change the whole outcome of that game, the whole outcome of the playoff picture. If you're asking me, I'll pick the Steelers. But no, the Ravens are far from done. I mean, if I'm picking the Steelers, it's 60-40. I think that could still be a coin flip. And if I'm not mistaken, JR, I think they play in week 18, like, or they play week 17, like whatever game that is. That's an early playoff game for all of us.
Ryan Dunleavy is here with us, covers all things NFL for the New York Post. You talk about the Steelers. Of course, the big news, unfortunately for them right now, is that their future Hall of Fame end got a needle in the lung. Are they just cursed this year? Like, is it a bad season for this squad? They're winning, but it sucks.
You know how many fan bases are listening right now, JR, who said, wait a minute, a cursed season is being 7-6 and in first place in our division. Try telling the Bengals or the Jets that's a cursed season, you know? It's crazy that happened. It reminds me, I don't know if the details are exactly the same, but do you remember Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, we talked about it. He was getting medicine, and you got this guy, T.J. Watt, he's getting a dry needle in his, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. I'm not a medical expert. The coaches always get to plead the fifth on that. When we ask them about injuries, they always say, I'm not a doctor, so I'm going to plead the fifth and say, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how that happens, but yeah, I mean, look, it has been a crazy season for the Steelers, but I think it's a little bit of the Mike Tomlin magic that we're still sitting up here talking about a 7-6 first place team, not a Super Bowl team, probably not even a team that wins in the playoffs. I wouldn't hate being the 5 seed if I'm, you know, who's going to be the, if I'm the Bills and I have to go to the Steelers that in the first round of playoffs, that doesn't scare me at all.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of being scared, Houston is on a 5-game winning streak right now. We saw them knock off the Chiefs. We know Phil Rivers, maybe not. I don't know why the hell you bring him in if you're not going to start him, but he's back for the Indianapolis Colts. Are the Houston Texans being overlooked?
Yes, because everybody's looking at them as, oh, these are the same old Texans who win the crappy AFC South every year and then play the 4:30 Saturday playoff game and maybe sometimes they win, maybe sometimes they lose, but that's it. That's the end of their season. And I think this is a better team than that. This is a team that won three games with Davis Webb at Davis Mills at quarterback. This is a team that has the best defense the Texans maybe have ever had. This is a team that can run the ball. I think this is a team that is in competition in a good AFC South. We're used to chalking up the AFC South as the AFC South stinks. Well, the AFC South, their numbers compared to the AFC North over the last 8 years, they pale in comparison. Well, this year, they're the better division. Third place in the AFC South would be winning the AFC North. It's totally on its head this year. So this is a team, if they get in the playoffs, all three of those AFC South teams, I wouldn't discount the Jaguars, too. Mm. I think either one of those teams could get hot and win a playoff game here. I would not discount. I say yes, we are overlooking the Texans if we dismiss them. Look, the whole AFC is crazy, JR. If we're taking out the Bengals, Ravens, and Chiefs, then any of these teams, like we're gonna look at it and say, like, oh wow, how could the Jaguars get to the AFC Championship? How could the Texans get to the AFC Championship? Anybody's gonna be new, basically. Anybody but the Bills is gonna be fresh blood.
Well, let me ask you this. You talk about a playoff caliber teams. We got a playoff caliber matchup between Green Bay and Denver. We know that the Green Bay Packers have now jumped in front of the Chicago Bears. They're not getting a lot of attention. I mean, they've been able to pick up Micah. He's been an amazing addition to them. Love is certainly on a heater right now. They've had to deal with injuries to the wide receiver room. How do you feel about these Packers as they get ready to take on this great defense of Denver?
Yeah, I thought the Packers were the best team in the NFC before last week. I doubled down on it after they beat the Bears. Actually, the Bears showed me a lot in that loss. I kind of thought they were a paper tiger, and they hung in with the Packers. I thought the Packers were my preseason NFC pick to go to the Super Bowl even before the Parsons trade. Doubled down on it after the Parsons trade, tripled down on it now. I think they're the most complete team. They have depth, even at a time they're starting to get healthy again at receiver. Obviously Kraft is down, but I think the Packers can beat you a bunch of different ways. Their only losses are games they fell asleep, like the Browns, and they have another terrible loss. And whenever they play a good team, they rise to the occasion. So they're only going to face good teams in the playoffs. I like the Packers. I think they're the best team in the NFC. And you're right. This is a playoff game, Broncos-Packers. The Broncos tend to win all these close games. It'll be really interesting to see if they're able to do it against the Packers. I picked the Packers.
Yeah, Green Bay is rolling. Oh, let me get your thoughts on the Los Angeles Rams. I think they may have the MVP, Matthew Stafford, on their team. What are your thoughts on the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, Stafford would probably get my vote if it was due today. Devontae Adams, I had a conversation with somebody before the season. You know, just feeling out, like, what do you like? What did you think of this offseason? What were the big highlights? Somebody said to me, you didn't give Devontae Adams signing with the Rams enough credit. And I was like, really? He was okay with the Jets. Wow. And they're like, no, you're just thinking of Devontae Adams, the player. I'm thinking of Devontae Adams from a schematic standpoint. And they're like, if you put him on the edge of a Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford offense, and you get to basically have him either be singled up or he's doubled and it opens up everything, the Rams are going to score a million points. And like, I texted that person like last week or the week before that, and I was like, you know what? You nailed this. Like, Devontae Adams looks like a prime weapon right now. Stafford, the way he takes care of the ball, it's not just the touchdowns. It's, you know, other than that one hiccup against the Panthers, I think he has no interceptions for 7 or 8 games. Just the young defensive line. Everybody was wondering how they were going to do it without Aaron Donald. Then they picked the first and second round pick from Florida State along the defensive line. And now their defensive line looks back to where it was. Like, it's just a team that I think can beat you a lot of ways. And I think Sean McVay, he's going to give you an advantage on the sideline pretty much every game.
Well, we got a lot to get into, a lot to pay attention to. I know we got Detroit and Los Angeles, and we talked about Green Bay. I want to thank you, Ryan, for coming through and dropping some knowledge about the upcoming schedule and what we may see you know, following this week, the NFL season is slowly but surely coming to a conclusion as we race towards the postseason. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work with the New York Post.
Yeah, thanks. Me on X or Twitter at RY, the first two letters of Ryan Dunleavy, whole last name, like the basketball family, RY Dunleavy, and nypost.com. The sports section has all our NFL coverage. If you're a masochist and want to read about the Giants and Jets, or if you just want to read, like I said, league-wide coverage, I have something on the Bills this week. I do a weekly NFL column on Sundays. Something on the Bills this week. Next week, it'll be on the Chargers. And we just on we go towards the playoffs.
Yeah, we're getting closer. Yeah, if you want some real pain, follow the teams closer to New York City. That'll do the trick. Hey, Ryan, we'll catch you soon, okay?
Thanks, Jeff.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Ryan Dunleavy. He covers all things NFL for the New York Post. Yeah, if you like pain, yeah, hang out with the Giants or the Jets. You want a chance to win? Go to Western New York and hang out with the Bills, the actual only NFL team that plays in New York State. Jets and Giants in New Jersey. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know what? Let's hear from some of these teams that are going to be in action on Sunday. And then let's also hear from someone who is, well, he's not happy that we might have Philip Rivers back. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sportbrief Show, Infinity Sports Network.